Welcome back to our special presentation, the top 20 news stories of the past 20 years here in Charlottesville, as voted by the listeners of WCHV Radio. Number three on the list, and this is really about six other stories all lumped together, August 12th
came at each in other
Charlottesville.
With clubs, and it was vicious, and it was horrible, and it was a horrible thing to watch. But there is another side. There was a group on this side, you can call them the left, or you've just called them the left, that came violently attacking the other group. So you can say what you want, but that's the way it is.
You said there was hatred, there was violence on both sides.
I think there's blame. Yes, I think there's blame on both sides. You look at both sides. I think there's blame on both sides.
And as the president took great heat for those statements, your humble host was there and can bear testimony to his righteousness.
Lee Park, we have amateurs with pepper spray around here as well. And I got a little in me. Always a good day. So I'm not sure who they're protecting, but we've got a phalanx.
Activist Heather Heyer, local legal aide, who was in a crowd on 4th Street when one of the protesters from Ohio drove his car into a line of cars that were already backed up trying to get through a crowd of counter-protesters, as well as two state troopers whose helicopter crashed near the Farmington Country Club while providing security for the area. State Police Lieutenant H.J. Cullen, 48, and Trooper Burke Bates. The number two news story of the past 20 years.
Sorry to keep you waiting. Complicated business. Complicated.
The election of Donald J. Trump, President of the United States.
Thank you very much. I've just received a call from Secretary Clinton. She congratulated us. It's about us.
As with the election of President Obama, this becomes the fertile soil where many of the other stories grew out. But the 14th man into a primary field crowded with notable names for the Republican nomination, winning that nomination over Ted Cruz, and then beating Hillary Clinton in an election that saw 20% of Barack Obama's voters vote for Donald Trump. And of course, the number one story over the last 20 years, and we see it revisited today on this 20th anniversary, the terror attacks on September 11th, 2001. And so many things about America were manifest on that day in 2001, and we've talked about many of them during our presentation this morning on the 20th anniversary of those terrorist attacks. Certainly not the least the story of Flight 93, and once knowing what had already happened on three other planes, their battle to take down the terrorists who, in the midst of losing the fight, crashed the plane into a field not 100 yards away from an elementary school in Shanksville, Pennsylvania.
American 11, are you trying to call?
The cockpit is not answering their phone.
Our number one has been staffed, and our five has been staffed.
Hey, I'm going to call from Washington. I have a situation with American 11, a possible hijack.
What's going on, Benny? The craft is erratic again. Problem, very erratic.
New York. We have some problems over here right now. We might have a hijack over here, two of them.
Jules, this is Ryan. Listen, on an airplane that's been hijacked. If things don't go well, and it's not looking good, I just want you to know I absolutely love you. I want you to do good. So happy to sign. Same to my parents and everybody. And I just totally love you, and I'll see you in Denver. Bye, babe.
So both towers are now Crystal City, just north of Crystal City.
Just to the north of your town.
Yeah, stop all the parkers.
Pentagon just got hit. Don't put me in that. God damn it, I can't even protect my NCA.
United 93, that traffic for you is 1 o'clock, 12 miles eastbound, 370.
Negative contact, we're looking United 93.
United 93, Cleveland, if you hear the center, ident.
I got 10 pieces of dock. Keep remaining to be. We have a ball on board.
Tuesday, 9:47 a.m.
Hi, baby. Baby, you have to listen to me carefully. I'm on a plane that's been hijacked. I'm on the plane. I'm calling from the plane. I want to tell you I love you. Please tell my children that I love them very much. And I'm so sorry, baby. I hope to be able to see your face again, baby. I love you. Bye.
We're 56865. We have a... I believe it is a Boeing 757. Can you see him up there, sir?
That's concerned. It looks like he's rocking his wings.
Roger.
He's rocking.
I know I said I love you. I know you know it's true.
Three, have you got information on that yet?
Yeah, he's down.
He's down?
Yes.
When did he land?
He did not land.
Standing in the highway. Two more at the door. We got to get inside there.
Thank you for joining us. Thank you for participating in our 20 for 20 special. The biggest news stories of the past 20 years, as voted by you, the voters of WCHV Radio, which began its life as a news talk operation 20 years ago this past August.